Okay, Tisha B'Av, Tov Shin Pei Hei. Afternoon, we're learning Kamsa by Kamsa. We're going to start it off Nun Zayin, Nun Vav Men Aleph. The story that after the whole Maisa of Kamsa by Kamsa, the Maisa of Mesira went to the government and told on them, and the government came. And they came with troops, and they surrounded Yerushalayim, and they wanted to destroy it. One of the ones who wanted to destroy it was a ger. He became a ger. Ramea came out of him. Then the Gemara says, we're in the middle of, it's about nine lines down after the lines get wide. First word line is Shadre Yelavit. They sent this Paisnes case out. See that? First word in line is Shadre Yilave. What? Nunvav Medalf. Okay. Shadre Yilave is Paisnes Kesar. He sent this Paisnes Kesar. Now, the word Kesar is a word for Caesar. It's related to the word Sar. Lashon HaKodesh, Sar. Comes out the word Tsar. Comes out the word Caesar. Comes out the word Kaiser. Some of the words are very very easily discernible and traceable back to Lashon HaKodesh. So Shadri Alayla Spice's case also saw a lot Tlashoni. He put a siege on the city for 3 years. Now there were three wealthy people in Yerushalayim. There were walls around the city. So he couldn't just walk in. So he said, set siege. It was an old tactic in those days. They put a siege around the city. The three wealthy people, Atiri. Everybody knows the word, the letter Sof and the letter Shin are interchangeable from Aramis to Lashon HaKodesh. It's Ashiri. Adim Megurian, Ben Kalbos, a woman, Tzitzit HaKesis. Adim Megurian, Shin Nokta Lecham. The son stopped him. Son stopped him. He never let his sisters touch the ground. He was one of the. He was allowed into the Senate. Okay. Now, Chad Amalahu. I can give wheat and barley. I have enough for the whole city. I have enough wine and salt, umishra and oil. What said I have enough? Tzivi. Tzivi means wood. I have enough fuel. The Rabbanan umishabeach. The one who had the fuel. Chizda, Kolaklidi, Abimasal Hashameh, all the keys he gave over. Bar, except for Midetzivi. That was the most precious, because without fuel, what are you going to do? You can't cook the wheat, you can't cook the barley. Yavar Chizda, Kalba the Chiti, Boy Sheet and the Kalba the Tzivi. For Kalba of Chiti, for a storehouse of wheat, you need 60 storehouses of wood. So I have a little amazing Essen v'chadshat. Here we are. They had enough for 21 years. 21 years. You could feed the entire city of Yerushalayim for 21 years. So with this background, it's very important to understand that what they're saying is, they could set siege to Yerushalayim, but it's going to take 21 years. 21 years is a long time, obviously. So what's going to happen here? What's going to happen? So the Gemara, now we have Havi Buhani Baryuni. We have Baryuni. It's an unusual word. And Rashi says, Baryuni, Aranoshim Reikim, it's a little above the halfway mark in Rashi. Anoshim reikin upaychazim lamuchama. They are empty people. Upaychazim. What's paychaz mean? What do you know?
Always ready.
Always ready. Pachas kamayim. They're quick.
On guard.
On guard. Yeah. Okay, so we got these people who are bar yoini. It's a pretty bad statement on Nosham Rikim. They're empty. Empty. Amru Lahu Rabbanan. So they were making themselves fed, felt. Rashi says, Amru Rabbanan Lahanach bar yoini. Right, without Rashi. So who's having the conversation? Amru Lahu Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said to them, Nefik the Navid Shalma Badayu. Let's make peace. Let's make peace. What's the word? What are Rabbanan doing?
Diplomacy.
I know I would use that. Yeah, diplomacy is not a bad word. I wouldn't say diplomacy. I would say they're being practical also. That let's just go make peace. We have a position of strength. We have 21 years of food. You know, let's go out and talk to them. Let's go out and talk to them. They're not obviously coming in to knock down the walls of Yerushalayim. So let's go talk to them. Talk to them. Yeah, I think what you mean, Rav Daniel, is the act that they wanted to use was an act of, diplomacy. Let's talk. These Brayoini, who, again, they were pushing themselves around as a position of leadership. So the Rabbanim said to them, let's go make peace. Let's go make peace. So, Loi Shavkinu, they didn't let. What does it mean they didn't let? What do you mean they didn't let? It means they were controlling the entry and exit into the city. They didn't let the Rabbanim leave. Didn't let the Rabbanim leave. Pele Mamish. Didn't let the Rabbanim leave. So what happened? Amru Lahu, Napik Venabid Karva Badayu. They said, let us go outside. Nefik v'navid karba badayo. Become friendly with them. Maybe this would be more diplomacy, like you said before. Amalu Rabbanon. Oh, excuse me. I made a mistake. Take it back. Amru Luhu. The Bayoinim said, Nefik v'navid karba badayo. Let's go make a war with them. Let's go fight them. Let's go fight them. So Chazal said, Amru Luhu Rabbanon. Lana Bayoini. Lo mistai milsa. You're not going to be menetzeach. How do they know that? How do they know not going to be menetzeach? Maybe it would be menetzeach. What's the answer to that? How do you know? What's the answer, everybody say? They say you're not going to be menetzeach. How do you know? Bishlam Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, it says, when Bnei Ephraim wanted to go fight, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you're not going to be Metzliach. What, how do you know that I can be Metzliach? What's the answer, everybody say? What's the answer? Oh, somebody want to say what the answer is? Who, what? Maybe had Ruach HaKodesh. We got a fight going on over here. Who's the fight? Between the old rabbis, and the young guys. The young guys are fighting the rabbis, and they're saying, let's go out and fight. I don't want to sit here. Sit here for 21 years. Why should I sit here for 21 years? Why not? Why should I sit here for 21 years? What's wrong with that? Why can't we sit here for 21 years? And why can't we try to make peace from a position of strength? Why should we go fight? So they said, I don't know if it's Ruach HaKodesh, or it's just the Das Torah, saying that, listen, this is not the way to do it. We're not going to be Menetzeach. Now, they gave a definitive statement that we're not going to be Menetzeach. Let me say, Milsa. You're not going to be Menetzeach. Okay, so now, here we go. Komu, Kolnu, Lahanu, Amavri, Dechiti, Visari. Well, what did they do? Kalinu lahanach amavri. What did they do? They burnt them down. Rashi says, la'oitzei satvua ve'eitzim k'dei she'yulchamu. They wanted to force their position. The Gemara says, chitim etzayrim. The Gemara doesn't say about the salt or the wine. They wouldn't say about the wood. But b'kitzah, they destroyed the food. They destroyed the food. Rashi says the wood as well. There's no heating. There's no cooking. There's no fuel. There's no fuel. So why'd they do this? You know why they do this, Rebbe? Why'd they do it? What kind of, pardon your language, what kind of stupid thing is to burn all the food? Why'd they burn all the food for? What's up, Shah? They also have to eat. Why'd they burn the food? So what's the answer? Why'd they burn the food?
They wanted the war.
What?
They wanted the war.
They wanted the war. So they wanted to force their position. They wanted to force their position. Okay, now here, the Gemara is telling us an incredible limud. Incredible limud. You believe so much in your position that you're willing to put everybody into the sakonas nefashos. You want to have a disagreement with the Chachamim? Okay. Have a disagreement with the Chachamim. What are you burning everybody's food for? It's so ridiculous. It's such a... Teretz is, how far do people go for their shita? And the shita is shalol l'shem shemayim. The shita. Shita is gotta go fight. Next two words, v'havi chafna. What's a chafna? No. What?
Famine.
It was a famine. Morsa bas baisus. Atirosa d'Yerushalayim. One of the wealthy people of Yerushalayim. Morsa bas baisus. Avishad Russell Ishlucha. Okay, this Gemara I don't understand. I never really got it straight. Can't understand it completely. Avishad Russell Ishlucha. She sent out her shliach. Yom Raleh. And she said to him, Zil Isili Samido. Go bring for me some silas. Now, silas is fine flour. Most of us, as Americans, don't know what it means to have anything but fine flour. You know, you have, you can get two types of matzahs, right? Regular matzahs and what are the other matzahs called?
Egg matzahs?
No. No.
Whole wheat.
Who?
Whole wheat.
Whole wheat. Whole wheat. No. What's whole wheat?
They can't figure it out.
Huh?
They're all whole wheat.
They're all whole wheat.
Yeah, right.
No, there's either wheat matzah or there's whole wheat matzah.
Whole wheat. Yeah, you get whole wheat.
There's a sticker that says
what's the difference? Yeah.
Because they get the crack.
One is more coarse.
Whole wheat is thicker.
Whole wheat is thicker. It's more coarse. More coarse. You ever see black bread? Black rye bread. So now the black rye bread is really not black rye bread. But now it's a mixture. When I was growing up as a child until I was 11, until we moved out of New York, Leil Shabbos, my father for himself was a special treat. You could do this. He bought two slices of bread. You could buy two slices of bread. When I was a kid, he bought two slices of bread. He bought two slices of black bread. As he grew up, black bread, he ate with the gefilte fish. Couldn't afford challah. Challah was very expensive. Challah was made with silas. So she was used to silas. She said, go get me bread made out of silas. So he goes. He tells her shliach, right? I see me smido, silas. We don't know what it means. Soft bread, soft rolls, soft this, soft that, white this. Bagels are the hardest thing we eat nowadays, but they're all... everything we have is at the top level. So go bring me some smida. Ad ozel is davin. It was all sold out. Also, amalah, smida leka. Chirusa ika. Chirusa, Rashi says, is pasnakia. Pasnakia is a lower level. The flour is clean, but it's not soilless. It's not soilless. So he said, amalah zilai sili. Go get it for me. Ad ozel. It's daven. But we don't know what this means. There's a famine. There's nothing to eat. People run to the stores and buy everything they can. They buy everything they can. Nobody here remembers. Maybe you remember. You remember. Maybe you were there. There's not enough gas.
COVID. You think about COVID too.
Not it? COVID.
I was saying you think of COVID. Seven. People went to the store.
Oh, you think about COVID also. People went to the store.
Yeah. Yeah. Toilet paper.
What?
I was saying the investment of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Paper,
yeah. Yeah, it's not enough to, yeah, right. Then there wasn't enough gas. Gas was ration. Yeah, ration. You had to wait in line to get gas 2 hours.
Be thankful for your thankful.
They don't remember. What they said then, if everybody, most people in the go to the parking lot right now, most people don't have a full tank. A full tank if you're driving somewhere. You drive around until it gets empty. You fill it up. He said, if everybody would have driven around with half a tank, there wouldn't have been a problem. But everybody was scared. Very scared. So here, Chas V'Shalom, by food, people go, you know, understandably, they go stock up. Okay, so what happened? So this is a little hard to understand. Amalizil, I see the Adozel is Davin. Also, Amalizilaka Gushkarika. Gushkar is Paskibur. That's even a lower level of bread. Paskibur. Now, barley is a non-digestible food. It's animal food. That's what animals eat. Animals eat barley. Human beings don't eat barley. It has to be processed. It's hard on the digestive system. Two kabbonis are made out of barley. All of the kabbonis are made out of wheat. Which kabbalah is made out of barley? Omer. Two menachos. Which one?
Omer.
And? Soita. They're made out of sari. So the Gemara says, she did a maisa behema. So mincha comes from maisa behema. Omer, the Rosh Hashulchan says, because we are going from behemas and going to Adam, without the Torah of behemas. With the Torah, we come in Adam. We don't need any rayas nowadays. We don't have to tell you, people are behemoths. Rachman al-Islam. Kim chud asariyik. Amalei zil aysili. Adozil is davin. Like, you know, the question over here in the Gemara is, why did he just bring whatever he finds? The answer is, because she would need it. Question is, but there's nothing left. Okay. So what happened? Adozil is davin. Avishlifa masano. Omra. Apuk v'egzi, imashkichon amid l'meichel. We can find something to eat. Esav lo parto. Rashi says, parto v'karo umesa. He brought her something that was found in the dung of animals. Umesa. She was an istin and she died from that food. A little bit like we said yesterday, he died from Narpros. Narizbovo. She died. The Gemara says, "Kolei Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai." Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai is the leader of Klal Yisrael at this time. He's in Yerushalayim. Haracha b'cho v'anuga shenlosa kafragla. She was an istinus, and she died. She's the daughter of a wealthy man. She died. Because of the Brayonim. Ika the Amri, others say she ate the Gregorius. What's the Gregorius, everybody say?
Fig.
They're tzaddik. Achlov yistinisa umesa. What's her tzaddik? What does it mean, the Gregorius? Rashi says, may oisam shenishal of tzaddik shemotzas es bemeha. Tzaddik would suck. Suck out its juice. She was starving. So she ate the meat of this. Said it's a fig, right? Of the fig. Ravona. She was starving. From the smell of the chayli of Reb Tzadik. She nichtas v'gregorius tama umesa v'yistanisa. What does this Rashi say? The Gemara says. Tzadik yasa abon shnin v'tanisa. He fasted for 40 years. Lochor Yishalayim, Yishalayim should not be destroyed. Gavyochol Midi, whenever he ate anything, Havi Mischazi Me'avroi, you could see from the outside, in his goyren, in his neck, as it went down. Me'avroi Mach Moshe Yekocha, she was so thin, so weak. Gavyibari, Michael Gregorius, the child is, okay, it says here they brought him a Gregorius, Mayit, Mayau, Vishadilu. He would suck it. There's a big tumult in the Gemara in Shabbos about Metzitza Bepeh. What does Metzitza mean? A whole tumult, whether it means to squeeze or to suck. In this Gemara and all the Gemaras in Shas, Metzitza doesn't mean to squeeze something out, it means to suck it out. And that's what he did over here. It's a big tumult about those people who wanted to say Metzitza doesn't mean to suck. Many, there's a few riots in Shas that Metzitza means to suck. This is one of them. Now she's dying a slow death. She didn't die immediately, but she's dying. She's dying. So what happened? She took all her gold and silver. She threw it into the shuk. What can I do with that? Well, I'm going to eat it. What am I going to do? Final siv, kaspein b'chutza sheshlichu. She threw her gold and her silver out to the street. Okay, so here's the first story. That these people are mamish murderers. They're murderers. They have a sheet in life. Chazal said, or Bonin said, it's wrong. They didn't want to listen. But they're so dogmatic about their shita that they're willing to kill everybody. They had no mothers here. These bayani. They had no old mothers. They had no old fathers. They had no relatives. What are they doing? What are you doing? Shita. Have a shita. You have a shita. You can go off the cliff with your shita. You kill anybody. Have a shita. I kill anybody with my shita. Have a shita. You should never meet up with people like this who have shitas. They're very dangerous. They can dress very nicely, they can talk very nicely, and they can kill people because of their shita. Shita, that's what the Gemara is teaching us here. Okay. Abba Sikra. Reish Bayoine Yushalayim. Now look what happens. Abba Sikra is head of the Bayoine Yushalayim. He was the head. Rashi says this is the name. Abasik, Reish Bayoni Yushalayim. Bar Achse, he was the son of the sister of Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai. Now understand, Rabbi, so we're talking about the nephew of the Chafetz Chaim. We're talking about the nephew of Rabbi Moshe, the nephew of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai. He's 100, whatever it was this time at this age, I'm not sure, 117. He died at 120. He died shortly after the Churban. So what happened? Habishalach lei, tobit sin of the gaboy. Tobit sin of the gaboy. Once again, we need Rashi. It doesn't say who sent to who. Shalach lei Rashi says, Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai, tol the gaboy bit sin. Without Rashi. You don't know which way the conversation is going. Habishalach lei, Rabbi Yechonim said, come to me. Tobit sin of the gaboy. Also, he came. Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai gave him a shot in the head. He said, what are you doing? You're killing everybody. What are you doing? You're killing everybody. When you read the Gemara, it sounds so posh. If you have a good tushtel to how things work in the world, sometimes people are obstinate and they have a shita and it's a stupid shita and they don't want to listen to Chazal, they don't listen to Rabbana, and they kill people. Killing everybody with his family. Now here comes the answer. Here's the answer. You know, I for those people who are guests or those people who are here, I apologize a little, but you know, this is what I read. I don't know what's true anymore. Go check it out. But the average child in South Korea is 5 inches taller than the average child in North Korea. You know why? Because there's no food in North Korea. There's not enough to eat. Besides the fact that the person who runs the country is fat and overweight, but nobody else has what to eat. So he is on this gaiva diet, that he has to have his gaiva, that he has to have missiles, so he can shoot missiles all over the world. He wants missiles. At what expense? At the expense that the children can't know what to eat. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? No, what's the pshat? He has a shita, that he has to build ballistic missiles. I forgot what they're called. Intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, right? With multiple warheads. Because he wants to get strong in the United States. But everybody's afraid to say, for those people who know what this means, the emperor has no clothes. Everybody's starving. You want a raya? Everybody's starving. Because they don't let anybody leave the country. Why don't let anybody leave? Russia also didn't let anybody leave the country. The only people who were overweight were the people running the country. Everybody else was starving. Read anything about what happened in those days. Everybody else was starving. They once had a crew of people from Russia who came, and they're hacking the whole time. Russia's better than the United States, Russia's better than the United States, Russia's better than the United States. So they brought them into a grocery store, and they all started crying. They didn't do anything. They brought them to a grocery store. They all started crying. You know why they started crying? They never saw so much food in their life. Nothing to eat. 70 years of one big fat lie. And nobody can say anything. We can say anything. Why? Just one lie. So Rabbi Yochanan says, now look at the next step. Rabbi Yochanan says to his nephew, stop it, you're killing everybody. You're killing everybody. Kalisuli al Makafta. Omale. Here comes the Gracer. The Gracer Bayoini. And he says to his uncle, the Tzaddik. Says to Uncle the Tzaddik. My Evet, what should I do? The Amin Alumidi Kotlili. Oh, I'm the leader. Headed by Yoyim. If I say anything to them that what we're doing is wrong, they'll kill me. What does that mean? It
means the flight attendants are flying the airplane.
Okay, that's right. Yep. You know what else it means? It means my shita is so dear to me, I don't care what anybody else has to say. Even the person who started the shita says the shita is wrong. It doesn't make any difference. I'm fakif with the shita.
You're saying that he's scared of not killing?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying it. My Evid, the Amin Alumi, the Kotluli, if I tell them that it's wrong, we should go make peace, they're going to kill me.
But that doesn't mean that means to say that he's not so committed to a shita anymore.
Yeah, I'm saying he's not. And they are.
Right, so
it's a mutiny. You're right. The steward is flying the plane. That's right. That's it. Finish. The sheet is wrong. No. We're so fakif in the shita. We, the stewardess, using Daniel's lashon, we're so bought into this thing that even when the leader of the shita, the founder of the shita, says it's wrong, we're not going to be masked. Okay. Amale chazili tekanta. The DD. I have an Eitzah. I have an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? It's unbelievable. L'shai lubach. Chazili the Kandali DD. The Apuk. Ef Shadavi at Solaporta. I'm going to get out of here. Rabbi Yechad Mezak, I say. And maybe it'll be some type of Atzol. How's he going to get out? Amalei Nekoit Nafshach Bekitziri. I'm going to be mechazik. I'm going to send out the rumors that I'm sick. Everybody's going to come to Baka Chayla. And they're going to see you're a geisik. You're almost dying. The icy midi saria, bring something that smells. Dava masriach, like an avela. The agni gabach, and put it by you. They're going to say, denach nafshech. You're dying. It's minutes, and you're going to die. Well, ailu bach, tamidach. And bring any Talmidim. No one else should carry you. Why? Because they're going to see that you are lightweight. The kolat, the inu yada, the chaye kolal, mimisa. Everybody knows that a person weighs less than a person who is dead. That's why it's called dead weight. Dead weight. Chay noisei es atzmoi. The gear tilcha Shabbos. Chay is noisei es atzmoi. Chay carries himself, and a mace doesn't. Mace is dead weight, and therefore they're gonna touch you. They're gonna realize. So your talmidim have to carry you out. You don't have to carry you out. So Gemara says over here, unbelievable Gemara. Ovid Hachi, Nichlas Boy Rabbi Eliezer, Mitzad Echad, Yeshua Mitzad Echad, Eliezer and Yeshua came. This is the door before Rabbi Akiva. Door before Rabbi Akiva. So they came. Nichlas Boy Rabbi Eliezer, Mitzad Echad, Yeshua Mitzad Echad, Gimatu Lepischa. When they got to the gate, Boy Lemitkiri, they wanted to push the Oren. Boy Lemitkiri. Omlahu, Yoimu Rabba Dekoru, Boil the Mitzchaya. You're going to say, what? You guys are so crazy. You got to push the meter. You got to push the meter. Rashi says, Bo, Hanach Bayuni. The Bayuni. Yom Rabbanan. So they came to the Pisco, Boil the Mitzchaya. They wanted to push it. They wanted to really stab the body, Rashi says, with spears. Maybe it's a trick. So Amalhu, Abba Sikra, the leader of the Rayonim said, the nephew of Yechem and Zakkai said to his followers, quote unquote, Amalhu, Yom Rabban and the Koru. They're going to say that the Romans are going to say, well, yeah, you even stabbed your leader. Say, okay, Bala Mitchaye, we'll push him, maybe he'll scream. Amalhu, Yom Rabban the Chofu. That they will mask him to. What the Romans are going to say about them, that they will mask him to. The fact that everybody's dying of hunger, they wear a mask. People of Ashita and don't have Torah to rely on are whacked. They're whacked. Finish, I'm sorry to use such an expression. They're whacked. They have Ashita, it has no Torah, they're whacked. Mishigoyim, crazy people. Killing everybody. But they're still worried. Guy was driving. He hired a driver. He went to see Kivri Yavis in Europe. He hired a driver. He's driving somewhere in Poland. I forgot where. This is years ago. And a cop stops him. So the cop gets out of the car and he tells the passenger, go into the building over there. The guy doesn't know what's going on. He hired a driver. He doesn't know what's going on. He goes into the building. The cop takes out the gun, puts it on the table, and the guy sees. He says, I have two gold watches in my car. I have $30,000 in cash. I'll give you everything you want. Just don't kill me. He goes to the car. He gives him everything. He says, now I have to kill you because you know that I stole all this money. You go to the cops. He understood this guy was not a cop. He was a fake. See, Abadi starts crying. I'm not going to go. I have 12 kids at home and this and that. I'm going to see my Zayda's kever. And my Zayda, he doesn't even know why he said it in front of the guy. He said, my Zayda, the Baal Shem Tov, I'm going to his kever. So the Ganev, Ritzeach, says to him, the Baal Shem Tov, gives him back all the money. And he says, we have a Kabbalah among us, Ganovim and murderers, that we don't start up with the Enikoch of the Baal Shem Tov.
And Mezhebush.
He's going to Mezhebush to see his ultimate. Kill people is all right. Kill people. Steal people. Do whatever you want. It's fine. But if it's the Nene Kalim Hashem Tev, no, that we're not going to do. Okay, that's it. If I come to Shita, you can do anything you want with a come to Shita. Okay, now, Zokta Gemara, he gets out. So what happened? They carried him out. You know, I was thinking of also Rabbi Zai, I meant to tell you this earlier. They're maskims when people go out. Why? To be buried. Why? Bury me in Shalim. What's the answer? What's the answer? Answer is not allowed to bury by Yerushalayim. Oh, that's your makbara. That's your makbara. That's your makbara. That's your makbara. I knew a lady. She was a very nice lady. Very nice lady. She would call up and ask, string beans, are they kidneys for Pesach? I wanted to tell her, you know what? You can eat all the string beans you want. Just be a Shema Shabbos. Forget the string beans. Why does the president care about string beans for? Because kidneys, oh, kidneys. What's with Shabbos? Kidneys. That's a Shrek, unbelievable. Unbelievable. If people don't know about it, I was a kid, and I had an aunt and uncle. They were very nice people. She was conservative. Unfortunately, she's only one of my mother's siblings who became official conservative. So they made a bar mitzvah and a shana rabba in their temple. And my father Shalom was called Sir Moshe, and Moshe said they put up a mechitza, we could daven there once. Oh, all tumult. Mechitza, we daven on the farm instead. They didn't put up a mechitza, whatever it was. Anyways, I must have been in fifth grade. I pretty good math head. Anyways, we finished the whole davening. It's a shana rabba. So this, the leader over there was a nice person. Nice person. Never faced, all the hypocrites in the seminary. He taught them all the, so he brings us over to the stained glass window. Numbers 29. So he says, 29 is the name of God, numerical value of God. So I'm a little kid. I say, numerical value of God? I said, God's name is Kale, that's 31. He said, no, the other name of God. So I said, the other name of God, Yud-Kei-Vov-Kei, is 26. It was mamish, such a maratzis. It was such a ridiculous thing. It was mamish Rachmanis. Rachmanis. Hey, wherever he is by now, we shall look at him. But they have a shita, a crazy shita.
He's rounding up the mean of the two numbers. What do you mean?
What was that?
He's rounding up the mean of the two numbers, 26 and 31.
Yeah, 29, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now, so why did they let him out? Because the Chvei said, Yerushalayim, you can't bury people. Not to worry about burying someone in Yerushalayim. I have a million mishol in my head. They're not coming out right now. But this, they want to bury him in Yerushalayim. It's unbelievable. Okay, so what happened? Nofik. He went out. They made him carry him out. Poskalei Bava, they opened the door. Nofik, and he went out. It's unbelievable. He went out. Kimatul Hasim, he gets out of the Oren, and they carry him into to Sveshian. Bechem and Zakai gets up and he says, "What's he going to do, Bechem and Zakai? He has machine guns. What's he going to do? He has drones. What's he going to do? Everybody's dying of hunger. He has to save the people. So what's he going to do?" Bechem Ezake. Shalom Alecha Malka, Shalom Alecha Malka. Hail to the king, peace to the king. Shalom Alecha Malka. Omalei, Mechieva Sveika Tova. He says back to his patient system, to Bechem Ezake, what do you chayav Misa twice? Chodod la Malka. I'm not a king. Why are you calling me a king? Rashi says, last line, Vesalalpi. And you're making fun of me. Every word of Rashi. Salalpi, you're making fun of me. Okay. Vesu e Malkano, if I am a king, Halidna, am I loyal, sister Gaboy? Why don't you come out until now to meet me? O Malay, the Gomer La Malkano, you said you're not a king. You said you're not a king. You said you're not a king. It's unbelievable. You said you're not a king. After tomorrow, Ivram al God, you are a king. You are a king. The Ilam al God, because if you're not a king, La Mimsur Yishalayim, but not have been given to you. Now Rashi says, you have to know what Rashi means. Ivram al God, Melech Ato, Osed Lios. Means you're not a king right now. I'm not sure. Melech Ato, you are a king. What does Osalias mean? I'm not sure. Melech Ato, Osalias. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Because the Gemara says right now like this. You are a king. D'ilav Malkat, because you're not a king. Lav Mimsor Yishalayim B'yotkei. You wouldn't get Yishalayim. Tiksiv. V'alavonoin v'adir yipo. Like we said yesterday morning, Shabbos. How do you touch up a posik? A posik in Yeshaya. V'alavonoin v'adir yipo. Zokom Yechir Medzakei. V'ein adir. The word adir means melech. And Levonoin is the base of Migdosh.
So Rashi is implying perhaps that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not know that in the next moment the announcement was going to be coming. He just knew that at some point in the future it was going to be coming.
Yeah, I don't know why Rashi says it. Because I thought the pshat in the Gemara is without this Rashi. I thought pshat in the Gemara is you are a king because the pasuk says you have to be a king, otherwise you can't conquer Yerushalayim.
That's what Rashi says.
Yeah, I know Rashi doesn't seem to say that. I don't know what the pshat is.
Rashi says that because of what you're doing, the implication is that you surely are going to be a king.
Well, Melech Ato Osed Lios, you are Osed Lios a king.
That's the right. He didn't conquer Yerushalayim. What?
Maybe it wouldn't happen. Yeah, I wish the pshat is. He came out to, they came out to surrender. He conquered Yerushalayim. We have no food left. That's it. It's over. Okay, maybe in Achami, maybe in this could happen. So Melech Ato Osalios. But Lebaisa, the bottom line is, first of all, Psukim. Psukim. Somebody told me that Rabbi Chonan, I just heard this Maisa recently. I forgot who told it to me. He told it to me. Rabbi Chonan had Nasifa. A bunch of Bochrim. Malvatim, I don't know who was there. And he told them, any kashi you want, ask me. And he brought a chumash. He said, every kashi you have is in chumash. I'll answer from chumash. That's what it means. So, okay, whatever Rashi means, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying the following. You are a king. You're going to be a king. How do I know? Because of Shaitan Pasuk.
But it may have been delayed for 20 more years if they wouldn't have
ruined
the food.
Oh, then maybe he wouldn't have said it in the Chalami, because then they weren't conquered, because they had what to eat. Now we don't have what to eat. Everybody's starving. There's nothing else to do. So I said, you must be a king. Rashi's saying, immediately you'll become a king. I'm not sure. Well, I said, you must be a king. Well, what's the shot? Because Lamaisa, we live with Torah. And the Torah state, that's like, finish. I, Lamaisa, the Torah state, that's like, what state? Yeshaya, but Yirmiyah. Yeah. It's fine. With Devarim, yeah. Because they said on Shabbos, it's all one book. Rashi really says this I don't know if I'll find it right now, but it's in where is it? I think it's got it. Okay, Yoschus. Rashi says in Lech Lecha, V'yikach lo yis kol eile v'yivato yisom batovich. Rashi says, what's the Yavata Yisom Batovich mean? Chela kol echol eshtei chalokim, cut everything into two, v'yad mikreiz v'yishuta, the fishoya kuris bris, he made a covenant. Lishma haftachosel, l'hirish l'bona v'zahores, ki nechzib b'yem hu yikaris yishem ha'zavon bris lemo. V'derach korsei bris, v'derach of korsei bris, is l'chalek v'hema. It's cut a v'hema, they walk through it. K'moshe nemar, in Yirmiyah, so Rashi has one word. What do you mean, Lahalan? What does Lahalan mean? What's Lahalan mean? No, what does the word Lahalan mean?
Later.
Like it says later on. What do you mean later on? According to Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it's later on. What does it mean? So on my Chumash, it says on the side, Hari Kol Tanach Avichad Sefer, Veinei Rashi. Hebraeus, it is other places in and Chumash and Shas. It's one sefer. He asked somebody, Lahalan and Yemir, what's Lahalan? What's Lahalan? Lahalan and in Devarim, maybe Shavu, Lahalan and in Shemois, Lahalan and the next part, Lahalan. Yeah, it's Lahalan. So it's all one Pasuk. So that's what he says. Not a stira. Pasuk Yeshaya, Pasuk Yemir, Pasuk Devarim, they all come together. So you must be a king. I was Robert in Malka. No, okay, now this is hard. This is hard now. You want a Taina? I am a king. So if I'm a king, why don't I come out to see you? And I come out to see you. Okay, here I need your help, but it is a little hard. So, Malakos says, like, boy, Arina, Beryoine, the Isbon, Noishavkino. What a bizarre. That's what Rabbi Yechon had to say. What did Rabbi Yechon mean? What does it mean? Do you know the famous Maisa brought down by the Mount Ephraim? Mount Ephraim brings us down on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Bnei Yisrael fainted Rosh Hashanah morning when they said HaMelech. Fainted. Oh, he fainted. They woke him up and they said, why'd you faint? I fainted because of Shaitan the Gemara and Gittin. And if I'm a Melech, why don't you come until now? And we cobbled the Melech. So Melech fainted. HaMelech! He fainted. He's not fainted. Shaitan the Gemara, why you have a Melech, why you come this evening? It's a bazillion. His answer is a bazillion. Amai loy ka'osis l'gaboy arinu. So why didn't you come until now? Arinu. Bayoyne diyes b'loy shevkina. I couldn't come out because of these bayoyne. What a bizarre. I couldn't come out because of this old man. He's the Rav. He's the leader. I couldn't come out. They wouldn't let me out. Good. Amalei ilu chavish al debash. Okay, this marshal, I don't get it so well, but I'll translate a few. Maybe you'll help me. Ilu amalei ilu chavish al debash. We had a barrel of honey, very valuable. The darkened karakolei, some type of snake is karakolei. It's attached to it. Rashi says dovek v'lo acharei. It's going after it. So what are you supposed to do? Oh, you shaved us a chavis. You should darken. You should have broken the barrel for the darkened. Daka will leave. So you should have what? Rashi says, "Lahashkis chaymas here." You should have broken open the wall. Ula sarfa meish. Get them rid of my yonim. You should have knocked down a hole in the wall instead of getting rid of my yonim. My yonim won't let you out. Put a hole in the wall. Let him out. Ishtik. Rechem Bezaka had nothing to say. Okay, this gemara is very difficult. Ishtik. Korleir of Yosef, the Amira, he came to Rabbi Akiva. Meshiv Chachomim, Ochor, Daita Misokil. It's very difficult. Anybody know what this means? What does it mean? Meshiv Chachomim, Ochor, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Daita Misokil. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't let you think. What's the matter, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai? He said to him, why'd you put a hole in the wall? He should have said to me, Boyle the Mamele, Shaklina Tafsa, we take a tongue. But Shaklina lay the darker, we take the snake. But Shaklina, we kill it. The Chavisa Shafkina lay, we leave the barrel of honey whole. Why did Yechon Mazaka say that? Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't let him. He says, Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Akiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu shut down his ability to think. This is a very, very big problem. Yeah. Where's some Gedolim? Some of the Holocaust books that I read, who when they were asked questions, what should I do? They said, I can't think. Can't think. I don't know what to say. So I don't like this word. I said it a few times. I don't like it. I don't, my Das Torah. For some reason, it makes me nauseous. My Das Torah, whatever. You have a bank account, you have a car, you have a horse, and you have a Das Torah also. My Das Torah, possessive of the Das Torah, my Das Torah. I have a Rebbe. My Das Torah. Anyway, what's going on here? Sometimes a person can't think. We talked about all the time. Gedalia Dor, he was saying that the person who came out and said to his vice president, that Maisa, you are the Melech based on the psukim, he said this gebaldic thing, you are the melech, atoy bezel lavona, he said, mitamol ishtik, nothing to say.
If we have a katz of Adam Baal al-Mamara, then couldn't there for sure be a katz of Adam Ibn Rav's Baal al-Chayav?
Yeah, Chayav al-Gatz Yushalayim. Yeah, so I don't know, maybe, I don't know if that's it. It's supposed to be Meshachom Ocha v'daitim Yisachal, I can't think. But he came out with his presentation and he said, you're a melech, it was not shayach. What time is I daven mincha ready?
35.
Okay, fine. So Gemara, boy, leila meima, sheklina tzavtzav, sheklina leidakav, sheklina leivich habisa, shektikina. Okay, finished. Ishtik. Adohochi osi pristika. While he's standing there quiet at that moment, comes in a pristika, Rashi says a shliach. Shliach came in. Pristika. What happened? Pisco love me roimi. Somebody came from Rome. Omalekum, the Mislay Kesa. The Kesa died. Viomri, Hanu, the Chashivi, the roimi, the people in Rome, Loisivach Beresha. They're making you the king. Okay, so I don't know why. That means at the time that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said he was the king, he already was the king. That's, I don't know, Rashi said what he said. He already was the king. Okay. But
he may not have known.
Yeah, I know, but that's correct. Having fought in Kashi, even sure, he may not have known it, what he's doing. Okay, but Lamaisa, you're right. So, Mikitza, this old Jew walked in and told this man, who was not a blue blood, he's not a blue blood, they appointed you as king. They ran from Rome to tell me they appointed you as king. Pella. Amalekum, the Mislai Kesa, but Mahani Kashi, the Rami, the Svech Beresh. Okay, now the Gemara has this. I don't know what you want to call it. Okay, what happened? Avisayim Chad Misani. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes in to see the space sheet over there. He has one shoe on, one shoe off. Well, I don't know what the pshat is. He caught him while he was getting dressed. Or they let him in before he put his shoes on. I don't know what the pshat is. But that's what happened here. I'm sure people talk about that. What happened? He couldn't put one on. He couldn't take one off. Over my height, what is this? Don't get nervous. You got good news. Pasuk in Mishlei. Oh, what is this? What's the answer? No? You know, there's a time in Klal Yisrael where people knew Tanakh. They knew Tanakh. My best friend's mother, my best friend's grandmother, knew every word of Tanakh, mila b'mila b'alpeh. People knew Tanakh. People want to know, what can women learn? What's the matter with learning Tanakh? Know all of Tanakh. Ganz gut, to know all of Tanakh. Now, if you know all of Tanakh, if you read the biography of Chofetz Chaim, every other page, somebody comes in with a shaila, he quotes a pasuk in Navi. Quotes a pasuk in Navi. Quotes a pasuk in Navi. Navi. Quotes a pasuk in Navi. Listen, you know, it's great to know every Rabbi Yerucham and Das Teira, Chveset, or all the Mesilas Yesharim, and, you know, it's my ridic to know all the Chai Shalavits, the Shmuz, and whatever sefer you want to know. But they would all tell you, but first you should know Tanakh. Okay, we don't learn it. What you say? We don't learn it. But here's an example. Okay, I'm not telling you to come from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, everything he's answering is a pasuk. It's a pasuk. And Fakert, the Gemara says, what he couldn't say, fight their pasuk. Everything a pasuk. Shmua toy v'tach shizetz. What should I do? I can't get my shoes on. I can't get one on. I can't get one off. I got one on, one off. I can't watch. What should I do? Matakante, leisei yinishloi deloi meisvei daitach minuch. Let a person walk by you who you don't like. You don't like the lach of kamoch, the chsiv pasuk, v'ruach nacha tiyavish. Rashi says in the fourth line, the last of the wide lines, nothing. This chachrei vorav mesameches hashmua. Your feet became thicker. Ruach nochot hiavish gorem kashet tikoya ruchacha machmas asoy neiti hiavish etzem shalom. Your bones will become smaller. Oh, my legs. And now this Goyish king, who just spit it out, the king of all. If you're so smart, everything's a pussy. So why don't you come to see me? I already told you why I didn't come out to see you. Because by Yodim, I know Nami Yomilucho. Amalei, again, a little embarrassing here. Hard to understand. He's answering these shaylos one after the other with a pasuk, and I don't know. Amalei, Mezel Azul, I gotta go. I became the king. I gotta go. Vinish Achmina Meshadrona, I'm gonna send somebody else. El boy mine midi, dietin lecho. Here we are. Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai walked out. He has no guns. He has no bombs. He has no tanks. He has no planes. He has nothing. And they got the guns of Roman army over. They got a siege. And the Bayeidim destroyed the whole place. There's nothing. Everybody's dying. He walked out completely and totally honest. You are a king because you must be a king. Your foot's fat because you got good news. Bring somebody else. Your foot will sold out. He says, oh, yeah, you're incredible. What can I do for you? Oh, yeah. What can I do for you? Oh, Sakti Gemara, the famous Gemara. Boy, me neimidi dieti lecho. Amalei tein liyavna v'chachamel. I want Yavna and the Chachamim. We shall see Shadr Gamliel. And I want the lineage of David HaMelech from Rem Gamliel. The Asvasa, and I want a doctor, the Messiah leader of Tzadik, will cure of Tzadik. What kind of answer is that? What should you have said? Shalayim, it's a Mikdash. Korele Dachem Or, Reis Viter, Reis Akiva, Beishu Chom Rochem. Kutai Dimi Sokil. Iboy Le Le Meimar, Lishkinu, Chol Zimno, give us a chance. Give us a chance. Karmor brings down a Medrash that says that he's not going to ask for you, Shalayim, and he said no.
Should have asked for food.
What?
Should have asked for food.
Yeah, well, he didn't ask Yushalayim. He didn't ask the Beis Hamikdash. We're all going to die. Hi, Lavi. Atzolaporta nami lehavi. It won't even be Atzolaporta. Okay, so let's. We got a few more minutes before anybody has to leave for Mincha. What did he ask for? Tein li avdu v'chachamel. What is that? Tein li avdu v'chachamel. What does that mean? It's a very serious question, yeah.
Sanhedrin?
Yeah, go. Weiter. What's he saying?
That's going to help survive the
Golas. Zehu, Zakrub Daniel is like, trying to explain Rechem and Zakkai. It is a very, very, it's unbelievable territory. Rechem and Zakkai said, I was given the chance now to save Klal Yisrael. So good, we have a kasha. He should have asked to the base of Mikdash Yerushalayim. Good, he didn't do that. Whatever, he thought he couldn't. There's a different medrash, whatever. But what did he ask for? Tein li avdu chachamel, shushisha gamliel, and a doctor for a tzaddik. What did he ask for? What's the common denominator of these three things? What's the answer? No, what's the common denominator? Tell me the common denominator of these three things. You said it. What is it? Torah. We need Torah, the leadership of Torah. What do we need? We need Yad HaChachamel, that's where all the Chachamim were, because they already left Yerushalayim before. That's what the Sanhedrin was, they left Yerushalayim. Take your question, you have 1/2 a second. Okay, just 1 second, let me just say one more thing.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
You're reporting this in Mark. Says Rabbi Yochanan said that because of the scrupulous of Rabbi Zachariah ben Akulas, her house has been destroyed and the temple burned, right? That's a quote from the Gemara. So the question is, we know Pekuch Nefesh is built for everything, so why didn't he go ahead and go up with the Korban And Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's all because of him, all these things are happening. None of this would have happened if he would have done this in the beginning. All this is a consequence of because of what Rabbi Zachariah ben Kula said.
Yeah, so Miller, what do you want to say to
you for? What I'm saying is all this could have been avoided. And we know the concept of a Kula Nefesh, why did he override the Kula Nefesh? We know Kula Nefesh overrides everything.
That's a very famous kasha. Give Mary Shurman that kasha. That's a terrible kasha. I mean, terrible meaning it's a bomb kasha. But here we got another shadow. What's the teretz? The teretz is that Maisa Klai Yisrael, if they're up against the wall, very difficult answer. Mishnah and Harius, who do you say first? What do you do? Big shilas here. Look at Rechem and Zakkai. We got to save the Torah. We have the Torah? Can't go by? Tein Liyad V'Chachameh is a very famous line. Besides Tein Liyad V'Chachameh, I said, I need David HaMelech. I need the leadership. And besides the leadership, we need a tzaddik, the Gadol Hador. That's what it's saying here. Go, 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 go. Go, anybody else have a minute? Go. Go. Okay. Perfect time. I'm going to do it after Torah. Nothing. So now, this is the way Rishiva Zatzal always spoke. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Churban Europe, he saved a few Yidden. You have no idea why, who, what. We know. Look what Rav Aaron Kotler did. Came here alone. You know, his son, he only had one son. Right? One son. His son was in Eretz Yisrael. You know, his son was engaged for 8 years. Because Shnei's wife was in Shanghai. They were separated for 8 years, the whole world. So his son's in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't see his son. He had a daughter and a wife. He lost his whole yeshiva. He had the second or third biggest yeshiva in all Europe. It was like 300 bachram, a ganze yeshiva. He lost everything. He lost everything. He came to America. Crossed the Pacific Ocean. He crossed America by train. Got to Penn Station. I just said this when I just said it. I don't remember when I said it. Who? Oh, where? Akel. It changed the whole world. And so he got to Penn Station, 20 people were there, and he said, we have to save Nidavarat Sodah, and then we have to make a yeshiva, and Nosser Vachfogel had a koilel, and they were in White Plains, and they offered Rav Aaron, and Rav Aaron said, he'll take it, he'll become the Rosh Koilel, but only if they move to Lakewood. He doesn't want it to be in White Plains. Yeshiva, as I would say, Rav Aaron, and Shagat Feivel Mendelovich, Chazanish, Rav Aaron was taken out of the Holocaust. Kobe, Japan. Walked onto the boat without proper papers. Whatever the story was, Eino Mulvado, whatever happened. He got through. Rechem and Zakkai said, Tein li yavu v'chachamel. So Shalisa, then Gamaliel. I saw also the Messiah leader of Tzaddik and a doctor for Tzaddik. You know, the Brisker Rav would not come to America. You know that? Right? He would left Eretz Israel, wouldn't come to America. He held whatever. So he was sick. So Baron said to him, fly to America. I'll have a doctor meet you at the tarmac. He'll examine you in the airport and you fly right back to Eretz Israel. Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. I'm only showing you how much it meant to Aaron that the Biskarov should be a Biskarov. And Aaron flew there to show for a meeting, and it was a Shaila, and he, at Kifasa, he said over his day, and then somebody whispered that the Biskarov helped it. He immediately left the meeting, went to the Biskarov's house, told the Biskarov the Shaila. Heard what the Biskarov had to say, came back to the meeting and changed his mind. Biskarov helped Mittazo. Biskarov. Okay. Tain li yavna v'chachamel. Without yavna v'chachamel, mekenet levin. It's a fellow. Tainli Avichacham. Kenneth Levin. Kenneth Levin. It's unbelievable. But other people also came. Other people also came to America. You should mention the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe. Changed the whole world. Changed the whole world. Others also. Okay. Whatever. Tainli Avna Vachacham. What a Gemara. Now, there are people who say Pshat. And this is also a Gansa Tumul. There are people who say the Gemara Brachas. No, what's the Gemara Brachas say? Rebbe Chaim Zakkai, the end of his life? No. Rabbi Parnas. No, don't you know Brachas? No. What do you do at the end of it? You tell me. Didn't they come in to see him at the end of his life? Wasn't he crying? Yeah. What did he say?
Shnei Drachim.
What does Shnei Drachim mean? I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Right? I don't know what's going to happen to me. He was nervous. Yeshayman, the reason he was so nervous, Rebbe Chaim Zakkai was nervous because of this Gemara. Because he said, Tengli Abdul Chachamel. Yeshayman, he lived with that doubt afterwards. Should have asked Yushalayim. Should have asked the Beis HaMikdash. Kind of.
Huh? So, the other two stuff.
And so, same thing? All for Tyra. They were the Nesiyim. They were the Nesiyim. They saved the Tyra. They were the Nesiyim. Saved the Tyra. And then we have we have Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik had the Messiah. 40 years fasting. Kol Hador. Pell of the Gezach. Pell. I'm sure Pell. Pell of the Gezach. Okay. Let's continue. Zok to Eilu Gemara. This whole Gemara is Mamash Pell. Meishiv Chachom Imocho V'dayta Misoch. The same Gemara. He's answering all the Shailas. Asvasim asylum of Tzadik. Mahi. How are you going to cure Reb Tzadik? Man fasted for 40 years. How do you cure Reb Tzadik? I don't understand this. Rabbi Yosef Herman, all for the boss, also fasted for many years. But he ate at night. So a person fasts all day and then eats at night. I don't know what the. I'm not sure. Okay. So they brought him what? Yumakama Ashkuya Maya Depari. They brought him water. The Machamaya de Sipuka. The Machamaya de Kimcha. The Rabach Maya until his stomach got bigger. Porto. Okay. Porto. Read the book in the Remnitzah. What does it say there? About his stomach? Oh, what? What's that? He couldn't stand up to eat anything. He fasted all the time. He didn't eat on Shabbos. Shabbos used to eat all the food that he couldn't stand. He set the camera down his stomach. He couldn't understand what's going on over there. Okay. Rashi says, Tain Liavna, the second narrow line, Shalotach Yuvenu Laitari Chachamel. Shouldn't be destroyed. Nechachamu he killed. Shushilu Ragamliel Mishpachas Anasi. Shalotahargim. Shalotichla Shultan is based David. Yasvasa Reifim Tain Liman Shechel Yirfu Hashem Tzadik Shalohoy Yochol Avaloya Oichel Avishin Iskatsu Eo Vitari Yusuf. Unbelievable. Maya the party, Rashi says, Mayim Shini Shur Ben Subin, a little bit of grain. Maya the Sipuka Subin Gasin, the Kemach Mur Ben, a little bit of flour, and therefore he was able to get better. Okay. Now the Gemara says the line. Oh, yeah. It's like the Gemara is like, most of the pelvis. I'm getting cold. Am I the only one cold in here? Okay, fine. One second. Okay. So the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara. Ozil Shadri Latitus. They sent Titus. Yomar. Titus said, Eilokemoi Tsurchasoyov. Boy, where is it? Zet Titus Harosho. What a line. Look at the Gemara says, Titus Harosho. Shechirev Vegidev Klape Mala. He was Mecharev Umagadev Klape Mala. He spoke about this in Kinnis. Maos, what did he do? Tofa Zoyna. He took a Zoyna. Viyadoi, in his hand. Benichtas Beis Kotche Kotche. He went into the Kotche Kotche. That's already bad. Where is Zoyna in the Kotche Kotche? Not yet. He's not finished yet. We'd see a Sefer Torah. Unbelievable. Yavar Allah Aveira. But not the Saif. Then he took a knife. Sword. The Gidra as a Parechas. Then he cut the Parechas. And I said, Nes, Vahoya Dam, Vatsay, Tiyotse. Kesava Horegas Atzmai. Loshan Sagi Nor. He thought he killed Es Atzmai. Shenema Shagu Tarecha Bekeri Baidecha. Some way say, some way say. What does this mean? What happened? Abachan and Oimer. Mika Mecha Chosin Kog, Mika Mecha Chosin Bekoshe Sha'ata Shemea Ni Utsoi Vigiduf Foy Shaloisoi Rasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to the Giduf of Oisoi Rasha for Shosek and he's quiet. Okay, before we go to the next line of Gemara, what's that word mean? Sha'ata Shemea Ni Utsoi. What's Ni Utsoi mean? What's Ni Utsoi mean? Anybody know what Ni Utsoi means? Ni Utsoi.
Blasphemy.
That's good. I forgot your name. What's your name?
Menachem Feibosh.
Menachem Feibosh. What do you do, Menachem?
What?
What do you do?
I learn.
Where? Here. You're where?
Shartar Ronach means.
Very good. Okay. Selig Epstein. Aye. Anyways, Niyatsu means that the be a Megadif. You know what I think? Many times, I didn't point it out at all today, many times in Kiddush we say the word Natsai, Minatsai. No, not getting anybody here. Nazi. I'm sure that's related. I'm sure it's related. So they are. The Atzmusam, they are Megadfen. That's what they are. That's who some name of God. But look at this Maisa. Look at this Maisa. Titus Arosha, Shechire, Vegidev, Kapimala, Tofa Zoyna, Biodoi, Nichlas, Veskotche, Kotche, Mitzia, Sefer Toyo, Avala, Veira, Benotel, Sai, Vegidev, Prech, Venasa, Venes, Damavatse, Tioitze, Kitsova, Horegas, Atzvoi. Then the Gemara says, the Bear Bishmael, Tona, Mika, Moicha, Veil, Masha, Mika, Moicha, Bo, Allah, Mim. Schwab has a whole pshat in his sefer on the Siddur. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That the Gemara is saying that Mika Meicha Balimim Kadosh Baruch Hu must have such gevura to remain quiet. To remain quiet. Ma'asa Notlos the Pareches. He took the Pareches. He also came in Gagusni. He made it like into a sack. He would go kill the Shemigdash, to call the Kim of Migdash, and Nicham Ahem, Vashiva, Besvino, Leilach, Lashabeach, Behiro, to go to his city and to be praised. Go to his city and to be praised. Shenamba, Bechain, Reisi, Risham, Kivurim, Mabomi, Mokam, Bubomi, Mokam, Kodesh, Alechu, Ishtabchu, Beir, Ashakain, Osu, Altikri, Kivurim, Ella, Kivutim, Altikri, Ishtachu, Ella, Ishtabchu. He wanted to be praised. What did he do? What did he do? What did he praise? What did he do? No, what did teachers do? What?
He built an arch.
There's no jokes here. Egotistical maniac. Egotistical, look at it if you want. Egotistical maniac. On the beam, on the beam. Egotistical maniac. He built an arch to himself. built an arch to himself. Why? Why not? God's good. God's good. Builds an arch to himself. Von Leibstein came back from his first trip, and his Gabbai told me, I was very friendly with his Gabbai. He said, I said a very strong word. I think he said Schmaltz. I think he even said Chazer. He never ate anything. What do you mean?
Half a grape in Shemiglik's house.
Essen gefressen. What do you mean, Essen gefressen? What do you mean? So what did he say? He said, COVID, COVID, COVID. They were serving me up plates and trays of COVID. Essen gefressen, COVID. I got the tight COVID. You know, it must have been very hard for him because, like, he really meant it, you know what I mean? You know, somebody else, you know, a speaker, the Echveis is saying a shir in England, ooh, 1,000 people, yeah. Ganz geschmack. COVID, 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 COVID. COVID. It's like a Ron Leib, he worked his whole life against COVID. He came to America, COVID, why did he come to America? Bukhlal, a pella. Mamish, give chizuk. If he came to America, give chizuk. Old man like that came to America, give chizuk. What do you say? Vergessen, gefressen. And this guy is building an arch to himself. It's a fellow, Mamish. That's what they are. Mamish. COVID mongers. They want COVID. They want COVID. They want COVID. All they want is COVID. Shreklach. COVID, COVID, and more COVID. That's what they want. But Tita has built an arch. He built an arch. What did Ponovitcherov do when he went to Rome? It's all right, take me in cab to the arch of Tita's. Lucius, Lucius, right? Tita's, Tita's. Bang on the thing. Yechaba Yeshiva. I'm a land tiger. You tried to destroy. What do you got? Nothing. Nothing. Who knows who Tita's is? Garnish. Then Gemara says an unbelievable lie. Then Titus, on this boat, just read you this last mice over here. He could the army kavura mamish rafil mean the matron igloy lohin omar alav nachshel shabiyam. So some sea serpent attacked the boat, just sink it. Omar keduma ani. It's unbelievable. Shelo keim shalelu engur asalavamayim. Obviously, the Jewish God can only perform in water. Rosha ben Rosha ben Benoi shel Esav Rosha. What a title. Rosha ben Rosha ben Benoi shel Esav Rosha. Bury a kali yeshi to love me. I got a fly. Yitu shema. Not a fly. What is it called? A mosquito. A gnat. A mai kari bury a kali. Malo le isle. Vagalesle. Olo yabosha. The tasing mamuchama. He'll make a muchama. You olo yabosha. That's the end of the story. Olo yabosha. What happened to this gnat or this insect or this mosquito, whatever it was? What happened? Boy Yitosh and Nichtas Bechoyma went into his nostril, Venokam and Moichas started digging into his head, Sheva Shana for 7 years. Yumachad one day, having a chol of Ababa, he walked by a blacksmith, the Beinach, was banging, Shema Kol Arzavta, Ishtik, and the mosquito, whatever it was, stopped, Omeika Takata, I have a Takata called Yuma Maisu Navcha, he brought a Navcha, Umachu Kamei, we bang in front of him. The Nachriya Le'abra, who was a guy, gave him four. Susan Yeshua Malay Mistayach, the Kochosis, Besanach, was a Jewish one. He didn't give him anything. It's enough to see me. I toss in Yom and Obed Hachi, 30 days they did this, became Yelov, keeping the Dosh. He got used to it. Tanya Rapinchas, Van Aruva, Aniha Yisi, Bengi Doyli Raim. Another Jew who sat in the Senate. Kshemes, and I was there when Titus died. Potsu was Moichai, they opened his head. Umotza Boyke, Tzipa, Dror, Mishkel, Shnei, Sloim. they found a bird that weighed two sloim. She's a ton of guys will be shot on Mishkan Shnei Litrit. Amar Abayi Naktina and Pivshel and the Choshes, his mouth is made of copper, and he put it on Basel, its talons are made out of iron. What happened? How do you get any copper inside its head? I get copper in there. I don't know. What?
Same thing got burned.
That's the next question. How the mosquito turned into a bird. You want to say it became fatter and bigger and fatter and bigger and fatter and bigger, but unless it means it's like it was, it's not 100% like it. Okay, what's the bottom line from all of this? Everybody say? What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? No? Russia, Ben Russia. Ben Benoy Shalesova Russia. They can't stand us. They can't stand us. They can't stand us. They can't stand us. They hate us. They're jealous of us. Whatever you want to say, jealous of us, they can't stand us, they hate us. But what do they want? They want to kill us. Because they can't stand that we said yes and they said no. They can't stand that we believe in the Bayrein and they don't. So he's challenging the Bayrein. Loshen Saginor, I killed the Bayrein. Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed him to stab the Pareches and blood should come out.
There's thousands of years ago, when this 18-year-old kid drives by and yells, Free Palestine, it's because we said yes. He doesn't even know how to say the word yes.
He is imitating what everybody else is saying, but Be'etzem Ba'atzmusam, they know that they are wrong and it bothers them. Yes, 100%. We're the chosen people, they can't stand it. Can't stand it. Because they know it makes no sense. No army, no land, no country, no currency, garnished. How in the world did the Jews survive? And now, with an army, with a country, with a land, come on, it makes no sense. Makes no sense. The whole country makes no sense. Surrounded by 100 million plus Arabs who want to kill us. They would just, you don't want to say. Makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. They hate us. Why do they hate us? What do we do to them? We gave Sinwa brain surgery. What did Sinwa say? They told him to sign a paper that you won't do anything against the Jewish people. He wouldn't sign. They let him out anyways. Okay. Shiloh, Shalit. A thousand Arabs. Mach Shimon B'Zichron. Let him out. What's his first name, Shalit?
Gilad
Shalit. What I said this morning, that Maisa Peldik Maisa, she said to the Arab on the phone about her son, you're also in the Rishus of God. He said, what? Kol HaKavod Giveret, right? Kol HaKavod Giveret. You were there when it happened there at the show? No, you didn't hear about it probably. Famous Meiser with the Arab in jail, who said, when his Israeli guard was eating a pita on Pesach, he said, it's Pesach, why are you eating pita? I don't believe. He said, I know now we can beat them. They don't believe what it says in their own Torah, so then we know that they're vulnerable. What did Sinwa write? And the 7 million pieces of paper that they got after they captured and killed them, everything else, he said, we're going to attack either on Yom Kippur or on Simchas Torah, because that's when the Jewish people are off. That's when the army sends them home. And right now they're fighting. The Jews are fighting with each other. So it's an excellent time to attack. Fighting with each other. If they're not fighting with each other, then it's not a good time to attack. Because they're powerful. Doesn't make any sense. They're powerful. Powerful. Just go see what time they're holding over there. Go in there in a minute. That's what this Gemara is saying. At the end of the day, Gemara is saying that that's what Titus did. Titus, Esav can't stand us. Esav can't stand us. Halachi b'yedua, Esav son of Yaakov, because Esav knows he made a mistake. Yeah, that's good. Who?
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very good question. Very good question. Big machloek is about a bike. It's a very good question. Rice over here is a ringer. He sneaks in. He's a big Talmud Chacham, and he has many good questions. Whenever he's in Shir, I'm afraid of him. He always asks good questions. Very good questions. Good questions. Okay, I'm going to stop Rabbi Yisai. What's the limud at the end of the day? The end of the day is that the Maisa, we're on the floor. We're on the floor, and we're trying to crawl back. Trying to crawl back. Trying to crawl back. We should be Zeichah to crawl back. Zeichah to crawl back. Zeichah to get back. Zeichah to re-establish the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They claim, Medrash Rabba and Truma, they claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced us. And they are the real Yisraelim. That's the claim of Yovan. Okay, we know it's not true. Yovan is long gone. Rome is long gone. They're all long gone. They're all dead. They're all gone. They studied the architecture over there. They're all gone. Should be zeicha soon, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, to reclaim our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Tov, Rabbi Yisai Hatzlacha.